Been a major development in Hong Kong, where Chief Executive Carrie Lam has formally withdrawn a highly controversial extradition to China bill that ignited months of sometimes violent protests and militant police action in the streets of the Chinese semi-autonomous territory. We get a report from Reuters correspondent Emma McCarthy.
So Carrie Lam said on Wednesday the government will, quote, officially withdraw the bill and eradicate the worries of the people, adding the security chief will propose a motion to withdraw the bill.
What happened in the last 2 months has shocked and saddened the Hong Kong people and made everyone worried and upset about Hong Kong. Everyone is very worried and hopes to resolve the current situation.
The bill would have allowed extraditions to mainland China, where courts are controlled by the Communist Party. Reuters previously revealed that Lam had told business leaders last week that she had caused unforgivable havoc by introducing it.
That was Emma McCarthy of Reuters. Meanwhile, pro-Beijing leader Carrie Lam is denying she has discussed resigning with Chinese officials. The issue is that in a linked audio recording, Lam is heard to say she would step down if she had a choice. Listen carefully to the final seconds of the audio recording.
For a chief executive to have caused this huge havoc to Hong Kong is unforgivable. It's just unforgivable. If I have a choice, the first thing is to quit.
If you missed it, Lam says, if I had a choice, the best thing is to quit. But she told reporters she had not even contemplated resignation talk with Beijing. But many in Hong Kong insist the recording confirms what political scientists and activists have long believed, that despite the city having its own constitution, it is China that runs things in Hong Kong. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. The British Parliament is set to square off once again with Conservative Prime Minister Boris Johnson, intent on forcing him to petition the European Union to delay Britain's EU departure until January 31st. Brexit now is set for the end of October. Here is AP correspondent Karen Shamus in London.
The House of Commons is confronting Johnson over his insistence that the UK leave the EU on October the 31st, even without a withdrawal agreement. Johnson argues that further delaying Britain's exit from the EU will have a harmful effect on the UK economy.
He wants to spend £1 billion a month net to keep us in the EU beyond October the 31st.
If lawmakers decide to block the option of a no-deal Brexit, then Johnson has said he will seek a general election. In order to call a snap general election, Johnson will need a two-thirds majority in Parliament. Karen Chamas, London.
Rescue crews are spread out across the Bahamas today in the wake of Hurricane Dorian, the most powerful storm to hit the country in recorded history. Damages are monumental, and thousands of people are homeless. Bahamian Prime Minister Hubert Minnis says there are 7 confirmed storm deaths so far. At this point, Dorian is slowly approaching the states of South and North Carolina as it moves away from waters off the state of Florida. U.S. President Donald Trump has come up with a few billion more dollars for his long-promised southern border wall. The money will come from the Pentagon. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has the latest.
Defense Chief Mark Esper has approved deferring 127 projects, freeing up $3.6 billion to fund the border wall. The Pentagon's not immediately saying which projects will be affected, only that they're both in the U.S. and overseas and will not affect housing or critical infrastructure. While officials say the projects are not being canceled, there's no guarantee Congress will refund them. Lawmakers refused earlier this year to approve nearly $6 billion for the wall and will now have to decide if they'll replace any of the military construction money. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Retail giant Walmart says it'll stop selling ammunition for handguns and for some assault-style rifles in stores across the United States. This in response to the summer's mass shootings, 2 of them in Walmart stores. It is also asking customers not to openly carry guns into its stores located in states where open carry is legal. Walmart is the largest arms seller in the country and has been under pressure to change its policies on gun sales. Once again, our top story, there's been a major development in Hong Kong where Chief Executive Carrie Lam, has formally withdrawn a highly controversial extradition to China bill that ignited months of violent protests and militant police action in the streets of the Chinese semi-autonomous territory. Gene Randall, VOA News.